Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hi.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we're your hosts, fresh back from El Paso.
Yee-wee! Yeehaw!
The toasts of the film world, can you believe this?
Thanks to everyone who came out, that was really cool, and we're glad you had some fun. People told me they had fun.
Mm-hmm.
And unless they were lying to me.
Hey, hopefully more of the same.
Next stop, Golden Globes.
That's right.
Yeah. Hopefully we become the glitterati of the indie film scene. Like the Duplass brothers. Get out of here, Duplass brothers. Make way for the slops.
I hope we're glitterati and not shitterati, okay?
Yeah, I'm with you. What's that Duplass movie? It's a scary movie. It's called... Damn, I got to look it up.
Is it the Duplass Ghosts?
The puffy chair returns.
No. No more jokes, please. We're not doing joke day today.
It's not joke day? Ah, we forgot about Talk Like a Pirate Day. Damn.
That's fine.
Damn. Year three of it whiffing by.
I did notice it. Creep. The movie is called Creep.
Ooh.
And Creep 2. See those movies. They're scary, tremendous.
Is it an adaptation of the Radiohead song?
Yeah.
And it's a spooky fright.
Yeah, it's a spooky fright for a Friday night. That's the fucking movies we should be doing on the blowout.
Creep 2?
Creep 1 and 2.
Creep 2.
I think he's making a Creep 3, hopefully.
You ever see any of those Duplasses?
In real life?
No, just like, you know, do you like those? The mumblecore?
Yeah, I tell you, I like Creep 1 and Creep 2.
Okay.
No, right. I haven't seen their other movies or his other movies. Or if it's two, is the brothers, right? Duplass brothers?
Yeah. I've only seen Room 230. Not Room 234. That's the Kubrick doc.
Yeah.
But they had that HBO show, and I've seen Puffy Chair. But in general, that mumblecore stuff, that was a big thing that was kind of happened. We missed it. That was like after we left school, I feel like.
Yeah, you can still watch things when you're not in school, though.
Well, I came out with a little music video. Did you guys see it?
Oh, yeah. Loved it. Laughed my ass off. Danced my ass off.
I liked it and reshared it.
What's it going to be? Track 5. The least listened to track on the album, turns out.
Really?
But that's the one you want to make a video for.
That's interesting, Jim. I was wondering.
Give it the old video boost.
And did it work?
No.
They're flying off the shelf.
So are we, like, traditionally, the Sloppy Boys and Dutz, I mean, we might be bad at choosing singles. Because you never, like, you got to choose the singles before the album. But the problem with us, the whole album's good. The deep cuts are blowing up all over the internet. Oh, man, why do our deep cuts have to be so viral, man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, then you got all the A&R guys going, us, you know, we've picked out the singles for you. Say, I think we know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And they said, no, you don't. You're not as big as Aerosmith yet. I said, okay.
We're not?
Okay.
These A&R guys, they don't know shit.
They don't know anything about Aerosmith.
It's kind of weird that when we were growing up, music videos were like the thing, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's like, it just becomes C-level. Like if you have a band, you gotta make videos or you want to make videos. And then they come out. And then you move on.
I haven't seen music video, like, anytime I see them, it's just on YouTube. But, like, they all kind of seem like they have no budget.
Yeah, they don't.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of a cool costume and maybe a couple different locations and some different, like, cool costumes. I'm thinking of, like...
the Dutz video. Like a, yeah, it's like, a cool yeah. costume and maybe a couple locations. I don't know.
it's exactly what it is. It's a garage.
But I'm trying to think, like, but Doja Cat maybe is somewhat a video I've seen in the past couple of years. And it's just, like, she's got some interesting looks, different spots. And the feature who's on there featuring shows up, and then we're done.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. I feel like you chose the one artist that actually is doing a lot with videos. But in general, I feel like the video now is just sort of like on the day the song drops. Like, a lot of time you're hearing the song for the first time with the video. And yeah. like anything, it's just that day on your phone, and then everything moves on. Whereas, like, music videos used to be pummeled with a music video for months yeah. and be like, man, I've seen this one so much. But, like, really, I feel like if it doesn't even, like, what's the biggest, like WAP.
Yeah. Right.
You saw that a lot, but did you ever rewatch the whole video? No, you watched the whole video one time on the day, and then you saw, like, still, like, screenshots from it from that point forward.
Sure. Like, even lately, the biggest music videos that I can think of that got rewatched are like This Is America and Hotline Bling. And these are like 5-year-old videos, 8-year-old videos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's crazy. It's just not the culture that it used to be.
That one, when This Is America, the Childish Gambino video happened to during my 2 weeks as a guest writer at SNL.
Oh, that's crazy.
Donald Glover was the host and musical guest for week one. And they purposely... brilliantly, like,
yeah.
dropped that video, like, while the show. I feel like he played the song in the first yes. music setup.
Oh, wow.
And then during that commercial break at, like, midnight, they dropped that song.
It was, like, live.
And it felt... the cool thing about being at SNL is you kind of feel like you're at the center of pop culture, but they really... his, like, team, whoever thought that up, it was, like, the next day, he broke the internet. He broke the internet.
Yeah.
Did you go up to that team, like, between sketches where you're like, beautiful move?
Yeah, I said, which one of you sons of bitches thought of that? Because
I want to shake your hand.
That's a great move, guys.
You're a man after my own heart. Two of a kind.
I'm buying you a scotch at the after party, okay, my man?
And hey, put her there.
We got a collab.
Oh, hey, put her there.
I think I told you guys also that you know, Donald Glover is like the epitome of a big star, pop star, big star quality. Even before he was famous, we kind of like, yes. you know, bumped into him around UCB and stuff. The man had star quality, right?
And you go, whoa, there's a star. Like,
charisma.
Charisma.
Got that riz. Yeah, yeah.
Riz.
Charisma and Riz?
Jeez, yeah. Before we knew what Riz was.
This guy put the Riz in charisma. I remember going into his dressing room, like, during a commercial break or like some, or maybe right before the show started, because we had, like, cut a line from a sketch, and he and I are, like, the same age and the same, like, both, like, UCB guys yeah. and stuff. I was like, hey, Donald, so basically we cut the sketch, but we here's what we're gonna, and I'm, like, showing him, like, on a script, and I have lines crossed out, and I'm sweating, like, oh, and he's, like, he was having his makeup done, he was like, okay, cool, man. And I was like, this guy's about to host SNL, and he's so chill.
Cool, man. What do you mean, cool, man? We're freaking out back here.
Are you fucking stupid? Did you not hear what I said? Oh.
We cut the line.
I started slapping him around. No, the makeup's all wrong.
Shaking him by the collar.
I can't do this.
You calm fuck.
Why am I putting his makeup on? This is all wrong.
Man, that's funny. I saw a video where he was talking about coming out with that video. And he was saying that, like, yeah, we dropped it during SNL because, like, how do you cut through the noise?
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, even Donald Glover even is thinking Donald about how Glover. You cut through the noise.
You gotta cut through the noise.
Somebody should tell him, you gotta have if you want to cut through the noise, have a Patreon podcast called The Blowout yeah. and maybe Questions for Lennon. Yeah. That'll cut through the noise.
Yeah, see, this pod, the pod you're listening to right now, that's the noise. This is the noise that we put out every week. And then the Patreon, that's where you cut through the noise. Ksing!
Cut through the noise and get to spending on the Patreon, folks. Thank you very much. And also maybe just head on over to sloppyboys.com, buy us t-shirt.
Yeah, that's where you cut through the noise fashion-wise.
We got so many different styles for, you know, yes. back to school. We've extended the back to school sale all year long.
Thank you for mentioning the styles, Mike, because you'll notice that, I was going to say we have long sleeves up there, but we don't. No, we don't have long sleeves up there.
We don't. It's t-shirts.
It's t-shirts. And you're going to want them for the fall and the winter.
Oh, because what are you going to wear into your sweater?
Order two t-shirts, layer the t-shirts, get nice and warm in the center of your body. Mm-hmm. You don't need the sleeves.
You want your wool, and then you don't have pants? Buy a third and wrap it around your waist.
A t-shirt? Wear it like a diaper.
That's right. All I'm saying is get a t-shirt. You're going to need something to put under that rough, rough fall sweater.
All right. All right. Do you feel caught up with your boys?
It's time.
It's time. It's time for booze news.
Bip, 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 bip. Hit it. Booze news, hit it.
Oh, Tesla beer.
Jacked by June.
Big yellow blue.
Disco aperitivo.
Grimace's fucking toad, apparently.
Blackout rage gallon.
Citric acid.
Chip dip is sauce now.
Yo, slick, blow.
It's booze
news.
You son of a bitch.
Bell Biv Dutzo was sent to us by John French. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Jacques Francais?
Yeah, is he related to Jack French? Jacques Francais?
Oh, from the Birthday Boys sketch, All Your Favorites Are Back?
Yeah.
What's John in French?
Jean.
Jean.
Jean. Jean. Right. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Jean Francais.
Jean Paul.
That was a good joke on Birthday Boys that All Your Favorites Are Back. It said on screen, it showed Jeff in a French outfit and it said Jacques Francais, but then the VO said Jack French.
Jack French.
Also, great joke there, John Francais, putting in the shitty saxophone from the Let's Party video. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of videos, Banger by John Haskell.
Love that guy. Love that director. He's one of, do you guys know the sketch group in New York College Guys?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yes. They're putting out stuff all the time.
Mike Hanford, John Haskell, really good stuff.
Question for you, Mike.
Yeah.
When you do that, like, hey, what do you do stuff that you see on TikTok, are you really just asking passersby what they do to get those things?
Yeah, just to get a few normal ones. So
that's
then
funny.
We can skew it.
It's funny that New Yorkers are so used to that they just answer and keep walking like it's a part of life.
Well, I will say this. The people who, when we did one that was like, what are you listening to? People were more apt to like say something. Mm-hmm. The what do you do? We had a lot of people who were just like, nope, so I don't want to talk about this. So sometimes when you see those like real TikTok videos, like what do you do? How much you make? Those must take them a long time to make because we weren't finding people who were so ready to talk.
I wonder why that is. Because like it's gauche to talk about money. Maybe that's it. But also I bet you have a lot of people with like fake ass jobs or just jobs that are hard to explain.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. A lot of gig economy people is like, I do this and this and this.
If somebody asked me, I don't know what I'd say. I would stammer.
I would say, get the hell away from me. But with the earphones one, like people have to be like, wait, what? Huh? And then you kind of can answer right away.
And there is an answer because it's just like, what are you listening to?
Yeah.
You know, like right then and there.
Yeah. No one was rude, but just a lot of people who are just like not going to answer us.
No one was rude?
I don't think so.
I hate having to do that. In any shoot, I never want to have to like, oh, go fuck with people. Go talk to that person. Go, you know, like I hate that. It's just the worst.
It's tough. It's tough stuff.
I shot a branded Pepsi ad in Denver one time where they clearly wanted Billy Eichner and instead got me. And I was like running around with a bullhorn trying to fuck with people. And I was like, this is like, I can't think of anything less fun on earth than walking up to people who are like, want to answer a trivia question?
About soda?
Yeah. And they're like, yes, please. And I'm like, no, no, ho. No, don't. Want to answer a question? Yes, ho.
Ho. No.
Okay. Booze news. You guys are rock dudes, correct?
That's right.
Have you heard about the recently unearthed Steely Dan tracks?
No.
Yes, but go on, Tim.
This is well, we've talked on the pod about, and Mike was predicting Sting is up next, but the Grateful Dead, Fleetwood Mac, and especially Steely Dan have had resurgences in the last 3 years, almost like a Gen Z finding them for the first time. It's funny. It'll be like Twitter babes being like, I'm obsessed with like Gen Z, like finding Steely Dan and get into it. So there's a real Steely Dan moment going on.
Yeah.
So it was very good timing for, I guess, like the daughter of their old engineer leaked a couple of songs this summer. And Dan fans were flipping out. And Micah on our Discord brought my attention to one of the leaked tracks, which is actually an unused commercial jingle for Schlitz beer. And this is real, that Steely Dan was hired to make a jingle for Schlitz beer, and the Schlitz people didn't like it, so it never became anything. But this just popped up
before they got famous, you think?
No, in 1979. So they were going out to a big band wanting a big hit.
That's cool.
And I guess there was some beef between I read an interview where they said like the Schlitz guy showed up to the studio and was giving notes and they kicked him out of the studio and all that stuff. But this had been a long rumored thing, and now there's a Schlitz beer jingle for all to hear, and I brought the MP3. Hit it.
Nice.
Cuando yo regreso de un día muy duro de trabajo.
When I get home from a hard day's work.
Yo cojo por todos los ambientes que puedo.
He says he likes to grab for all the gusto he can get.
Porque solo se hace la vuelta una vez nada más.
Because you only go around one time.
Okay?
Okay! Once around life. Once around beer, once around beer, and keep around Schlitz.
Oh.
Come along and take the best that life's given.
Wow.
Once around beer, and you keep around Schlitz. When you're out of Schlitz,
we've been this good on the floor.
You're out of beer. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Once around life, once around beer, once around beer, and keep around Schlitz.
Sounds like we're on
Come along and take the best that life's given. Once around beer, and you keep around Schlitz. When you're out of Schlitz,
we've been this good on the floor.
You're
it is a whole song. What is this?
When you're out of Schlitz.
Damn.
Wow.
That's like, I've never, you know, I've always been trying to find my way into Steely Dan, and I have the tracks that I love and tracks I don't really get, but that hook is like the Dan that I like, and then those big layered harmonies, it's like gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot better than what's the word, Cherry Coke.
I also like that, just like when you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Like, don't even worry about other beers. They don't exist when Schlitz
is
great.
That's
great.
It's so funny how you come up with a tagline like that, and it's like, ooh, that's good, but it's so false for Schlitz because it tastes, you would never taste the difference between Pabst and Schlitz or Miller or whatever. But the idea is like, nah, don't even bother. Just don't drink.
Don't drink it.
Man, who's the guy that fumbled Steely Dan for a beer commercial? Oh, my God.
Crazy. And just the idea that that Schlitz would be like, no, we don't like it.
Of all bands to try and give notes to, like the notoriously hard to please Steely Dan people. What do you think?
It's funny for them to have that weird, that Spanish sort of like interview portion, which is clearly not going into commercial. And then the most gorgeous hook of all time.
And like the Spanish chatter throughout the whole 3 minutes.
They need to be difficult. They're such like hipsters. They're such like pretentious bard kids. And they just can't just make something that's pleasing. They have to be like, we're too cool for school.
Damn. Why would they have made it that long? Because that wouldn't have been a commercial. It's not like back then commercials were 2 minutes long or anything, but.
Maybe the ad agency is like, it's up to them to cut it down.
just get a whole, give us a whole song, we'll cut it down.
Also, there might have been 60-second commercials back then.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, if you also, if you're like the sponsor of a TV show, they probably went to commercial break and just like plugged one sponsor the whole time. Well, I thought that was very cool. And thanks to Micah on the Discord, because the thing is, folks, if you want access to the Discord, Sloppy Boys Discord, and you want to befriend slobheads like Micah, go out to lunch with Micah, you know, go on a bike ride.
Oh, anyone can do this, right, Tim? Anyone can do this?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you just need an internet connection, right?
You subscribe to the Sloppy Boys Patreon, patreon.com/thesloppyboys.
That's the key.
Then with that, you get an invitation to the Discord along with bomb-ass podcasts like Sloppy Boys Blowout and Questions for Lennon. One other quick thing of booze news that I had was just to plug, oh, my parents are calling me and I need to mute the call. Booge. They're going to call two more times.
Wow, that happened last time too.
They always call in threes, especially when I'm doing a podcast.
Oh, it's like sneezes, yeah.
Yeah, some people sneeze in threes. Some people don't sneeze at all.
October 21st in LA, we're going to be the house band at the Cigarette Club at Dynasty Typewriter.
Oh, yeah.
Which is,
oh, yeah.
It's a New York variety show that's going to be coming to LA, their first LA show. And we're going to be on, we're going to be playing people on, playing people off, playing a few original tracks at the end, that kind of vibe.
I've been on that show before here in New York. It's a very fun show.
You come to LA, you need LA's hottest band.
That's true. They should have got Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Oh, great.
Bano. I wonder what LA's hottest band is right now.
We just make Rage Against the Machine sound dorky. Bano.
That'd be a good mashup of U2 and Rage. Bono.
Who do you think the hottest, the biggest band in LA is right now? And I mean, like
LA band.
Metallica? Were they an LA band?
But, I mean, a lot of bands moved to LA, but like...
Yeah, I don't know where they started.
I guess Chili Peppers, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Not a band, but I feel like LA, what about Tyler, the Creator? Born and raised in LA.
Yep.
Of LA. Hot. LA's in the music. That's an LA guy.
Kendrick.
Yeah.
Haim. They're LA people.
Haim. Sloppy Boys.
Sloppy Boys?
Yeah, Sloppy Boys.
One of the big ones. One of the big boys.
Yeah.
Now, Jeff.
Ooh.
What the heck?
What the fuck?
What? It's time for Dutton's Delights.
Surprise! We haven't had a Dutton's Delights in a while, and I wanted
Holy,
to...
Holy, that snuck up on
us. Yeah. That sort of came out of nowhere. I just sort of felt a lull in booze news. I want to pick things up, and I showed you guys this delight yesterday, but I needed to kind of use my platform to shine a light on a song I came across. This is not... It doesn't have a lot of spins on Spotify.
Okay.
A lot of clicks... Maeve and Dave, You Are Delicious.
Yeah, this was groovy, Jeff.
What a groovy little song, man.
Oh, baby. And a current, like, is this current music or what
no,
is this from?
It's old.
Is it?
Let's just wait for a little bit of singing.
Sure. That bass is going.
When you say lover.
Yeah, that thing called walk.
Maeve is spelled M-A-V-E, and Dave is, of course, spelled D-A-V-E, so their band name
we come together.
How'd you find this, Jeff?
This was like the Spotify algorithm just crushing it.
Great.
You are delicious.
This is the chorus. You are delicious.
You are delectable.
You are delectable.
You are the greatest. Cool and respectable.
That's nice,
good.
Isn't it?
You are.
There you have it, folks. Dutton's Delights.
That's cool. Very it's hip. Great when you find a song that you're like, hey, this is wonderful, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then you can listen to their other songs and say, this isn't like the song I like.
Yeah, I know. I do that all the time, especially with Spotify. Like, I fucking love this song. And then you find the brain that made that song, and it turns out they could only do it the one time.
Now, sad. I'm seeing Jeff, the drummer of our band, sharing a crazy fingered bass solo, bass song, and then Mike, you, the bass player of the band, of our band, do you? I feel like Mike is, Jeff is sort of looking at you like the eye emojis, like, Mike, bass line, would you play me play like, start playing like this a little bit more?
I could feel it through the video here.
Would it kill you to take that thing for a walk once in a while?
Look, all it is putting the right notes in the right order. That's all music is. And if you can do that with a little bit of panache and riz, you're going to be all right.
Mike, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what else is there to say about bass playing?
Way to set the people straight.
Put the damn notes in order and get funky with it.
Get on with it.
Jesus.
I love it.
All right. Is that it for Booze News?
Wrap it up.
Come on.
Damn. Flushed.
Come on now.
Flushed.
Come on.
Do you know flushed what that away. Implies about the whole segment?
That it was flushable waste.
Flushable waste.
You know where flushable waste can be found? Where it comes from.
Okay, are you guys ready for the drink of the day?
Yes.
Yes, finally.
The New York Sour you've had.
Ooh. Never had, never heard.
Oh, so it's more like bam, bam, banana.
Because it's sour?
Yeah, it's a sour.
No, it's, ooh, somebody do a mashup of the New York, New York and Olivia Rodrigo's entire album, Sour.
Ooh, that's good. And if you want to do that and then do another one, how about that Jeff song, but make a few sour notes in it? Like bat bat na 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 na.
But you have to do the first one also. You can't. You got
to
do both.
Yes, you have. But don't even move on to the second one until you've done the mashup with the two. This would be a good project for Girl Talk. I wonder if he's a listener.
I would assume so.
Girl yeah. Talk. If you listen, come on the pod.
Come on the pod. Make up a theme for us.
Okay. So let me set the scene for you here. It's okay. Well, it's a few years ago. At LAX, Los Angeles Airport.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A young comedy rocker sidles up to a bar called Ford's Filling Station, which is the airport version of Harrison Ford's son's restaurant in Culver City. Now, this handsome Greek guitarist usually drinks Bloody Marys before his morning flights. But on this day, at Ford's Filling Station, at the JetBlue terminal, he looks at the chalkboard and sees New York Sour. He orders it, and he's delighted to receive a frothy whiskey sour topped with a red wine floater. Utterly divine. Mm. To take the history back even farther than that. Oh, the guy in the story was me, by the way.
Damn.
Gasp. Here's a scoop. We all know the whiskey sour. It was covered on this very show. Go back and listen to that episode because it was magnificent. It's an old OG drink in the, you know, it's like that was in the Jerry Thomas Guide in 1860s. So it got Mondo popular, spread around the country. By the late 1800s, there are a lot of variations. And this one, the red wine topped whiskey sour, first popped up, oddly enough, in Chicago as the Continental Sour. They also called it the Southern Sour. Then it spreads to Boston, and then it catches on in New York, and somehow the New York stuck the name on it, the New York Sour, but it's really not tied to New York. But the good news is it is an International Bartenders Association official cocktail, so we're drinking it on the pod, and here is the IBA recipe. You ready for it?
Yep.
Yes.
60 milliliters, 2 ounces. Rye whiskey or bourbon.
Nice.
22.5 milliliters of simple syrup. So what is that? That's 3/4 ounce simple syrup. Mm-hmm. 30 milliliters, 1 ounce, fresh lemon juice. A few drops of egg white. That's very hard to do. A few drops of egg white. 15 milliliters, 1/2 ounce, red wine. And the IBA put in parentheses Syrah, or Malbec. But I think the idea is a full-bodied, fruity wine. Originally, I think they said it was like
thick wine.
Claret. Claret wine, I think, referred to just Bordeaux. So get a thick juicer. And the method
would,
is...
You know, if you bought port for the Porto Flip, you could you use port, or that's too sweet?
It's going to be extremely sweet, but might go for it. Honestly, any red wine is fine.
Well, I know I have another red wine, but I'm just looking at my port.
I watched some YouTubers talking about this, and they were kind of all over the place with the wine picks. So whatever, it's just a floater.
They're nuts.
It's just a floater.
Just a floater. Who cares?
Pour all ingredients into a shaker. Shake vigorously with ice. Strain into a chilled rocks glass filled with ice. Float the wine on top. So why did they say pour all ingredients in the shaker if then you're...
because the IBA is fucking dumb.
I took issue with that,
too. They don't
know
what they're doing over there.
Yeah, they don't know what's going on.
You want that floater. So all the ingredients except the wine.
Sure.
Yes.
It's only a half ounce of wine. That's when I got this at LAX, it was a big glug of wine up top. Garnish nice. With lemon or orange zest with cherry. Sounds Ooh. Nice.
Cool.
Rocks glass. I like that for a whiskey yeah. sour. Lots of times IBA wants you to put it in a coupe glass, but I'm a rocks glass guy.
Yeah, me too. Damn, that sounds good. I gotta say the
that does sound good.
A whiskey sour is kind of one of the revelations of the pod. Like, I feel like I'd had one before the pod, but when we made one and I got that frothy egg white in my own home, now I'm making whiskey sours on the reg.
See, the it's the egg white. Any of these egg things, I always feel like I'm doing it wrong or it's gonna taste too eggy. So I think I usually err on the side of less egg.
Yeah, too much egg is turns into an omelet and it's gross. I order whiskey sours all the time. Lots of time at a dive bar, you know, like I ordered one at the Drawing Room and the guy was like,
yeah.
You don't want egg white, do you? Because we don't do that here. And I was like, no, I'm fine. but dive bars, it's just whiskey and sour mix. And a lot of times they put too much sour mix and I'm like, that's too much sour mix. But when you can hit that egg thing right, it's pretty special.
Go to the Dresden.
And when you're at a really good cocktail bar, oh mama, it's very good.
Yeah.
Well, you want to get into it?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, folks. Here come the ads. We're going to go make these drinks, and we'll see you right back here after this.
Yahoo!
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
We're back. New York sours in hand.
Huh? Look at that.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Look at that gradient.
Okay, Jeff, you have a nice gradient. I forgot to do the thing where you like turn a spoon upside down and pour the wine over the back of a spoon to try to just float it. I plopped it in there and it fell all the way to the bottom.
Yeah, mine too.
But Jeff, you have a gradient.
Well, I thought I had a gradient. This is more that like that layered thing you're talking about. I got like a solid line of yellow down bottom and the rest of it's purple.
Yeah, look at that.
You got to do that thing.
I will say I'm happy with my egg here so far.
Yeah, there's a nice froth. This looks beautiful.
Nice frothy, but let's see how it tastes.
Purple wine fell like right through the froth, and so you got a lot of different stripes going on.
Sure. And it looks like my beloved bramble.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I forgot about those bramble days.
Oh, next spring.
And bramble nights. Come on.
Walking around with a bramble, going through anywhere you want with a bramble.
Admiring the works of Frederick Olmsted.
That's true. Okay.
I'll tell you one thing about, as we do sips here, I've maybe never been this thirsty on the podcast, and this looks so nice. I'm like, I'm going to fucking glug this fucker down, man.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna glug it myself.
Yeah, your social media was pretty thirsty today too, Tim.
Yeah, yeah, bikini shots galore.
Posting ass shots. Did you know, Mike, your friend was posting ass today?
I did not see this. Was it on Twitter?
No, I didn't.
I kid.
I didn't put ass on main.
All right. Well, can we do sips here, please?
Sips.
Here we go. Ooh,
well.
Oh, baby.
Well.
That's good.
Listen to that.
What is that from?
It's from a Disney movie. It's like, oh God, somebody could probably chime in and let us know, but it's like a guy's getting flustered. He's like, well. It's like, I want to say it's some guy with like glasses on the end of his nose or something.
Well, first let me say,
yes,
this whiskey sour itself is impeccable. Jack Schramm taught us, you know, that sours is typically like 2 ounces of liquor, 1 ounce of citrus, 1 ounce of simple syrup, but you can play with the 1-in-1 to your liking. And I tend to like a little bit less simple syrup. So, and that's what the IBA did here. It was an ounce of lemon juice and 22.5 milliliters or 3/4 of an ounce of the simple syrup. Perfect whiskey sour. Frothy, I hit the egg right.
On the dry side.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I get the egg right for the first time ever we've made an egg drink.
Me too. It doesn't taste like an omelet. It's just a nice frother. But my red wine, I went with Shiraz. Is it Syrah or Shiraz?
I want to say, let's see, Shiraz. I think it was Shiraz I've heard before.
There you go.
Chablis. Maybe I'm thinking of Chablis.
I can only find Syrah.
I'm getting a little bit of the taste, a shitload of the taste, but what I am getting is that the tannic, astringent sort of. I heard someone say grippy about a wine recently. This grippy,
gripping. That's good.
Grippy astringent.
A grippy astringent.
I like that phrase. Not a shitload of the taste. Folks, if you're out there and you're selling a food or a drink and it's very tasteful, go ahead and write a shitload of taste on it. That'll move that product.
This one's good. It's got not a shitload of taste.
Come on down to Outback Steakhouse. You get a shitload of taste. That's good. That is damn good. Hey, speaking of Jack Schramm, I won't mention the bar because I don't want to, you know, blow up his spot or anything, but he helped me get into a no reservation style speakeasy the other day.
No shit, Shrimp.
Yeah, he just gave a little call up. I said, hey, can you help me out here? He got me in.
Damn.
It was wonderful.
Shram's a good guy to know.
Shram's the man.
Shram's the man, man.
If you haven't looked at it or tried his Solid Wiggles company.
Oh, yeah.
Try those, folks. We've talked about him before on the pod where it's he makes like a cake, like a basically a Jell-O cake.
A Jell-O shot, but it's like shareable. It's big and yeah. Like a big old cake.
And then they have also like the cupcake version of it where it's little shots, little cubes.
Ow.
Those are fun. Fun stuff.
Mm, I really love this.
I've been to a birthday party or two with those.
Yeah, me really? Too. I've come across them in the wild. Way to go, Shram.
Yeah.
Oh, you know Shram's laughing all the way to the fucking bank. Wouldn't Shram's, you know, everyone's eating Solid Wiggles, Jell-O cakes. All he sees is dollar signs.
Mm-hmm. We see a shitload of taste and he sees cha-ching.
Open your eyes to a shitload of taste.
Can I tell you how I made my my simple syrup today?
You made it?
I made it. Wow. Because I thought I had some. I said, no, I remember how to make this stuff. It's so easy. But I didn't have white sugar. So I used brown sugar. Brown sugar simple syrup.
Wow.
Michael.
It's giving a little warmth, a little coziness.
It's giving warmth.
Brown sugar would be good in an old fashioned for an autumnal treat.
Yes. Mm. I agree. Now, wait. Old fashioned is super easy. It's whiskey, sugar, and water?
Bitters.
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 You can put a little splash of water in there if you want, a little splash of soda sometimes. Teeny little, just to melt your sugar cube.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Love it.
God damn, I love this.
Yeah, it's real good.
It's also, I'm loving this drink, but I'm also, as I said, I was very thirsty, and that really makes you love it. Mm. I was just talking about this with my family. Like, one of my best bites of food I ever had in my life was just because I was crazy hungry. I was like maybe like 16 and I was at the Hudson Valley Mall with my friend Tom and he locked his keys in his pickup truck. And for like hours, we were like trying to do something about it. We eventually got like a Slim Jim or a locksmith or something. We got the car open somehow. And then once we had the car open, we're like, hey, let's go to Nathan's. And I ate a Nathan's cheeseburger, which is nothing special. But I, 20 years later, like I remember this as like the best bite of food of my life because I was so hungry. And I went,
you suffered for it.
It was just like a fast food burger with ketchup. And I was like, oh mama.
You ever eat, you'd be so hungry, eat so fast, you like kind of tear up your throat or like the back of your mouth.
Holy shit. No.
I was in Switzerland about 5 years ago or 6 years ago. I went on a ski trip by myself to Zermatt, Switzerland. It was the most wonderful place I've ever been. You got the Matterhorn Mountain on the side. Everything looks like a little cookie cutter gingerbread house. And I went skiing. And I didn't eat all day. And then I got back to my hotel and I went in the sauna that was there. And I took a shower and I was all of a sudden like, fuck, I haven't eaten anything. My blood sugar is zero. And I need to find food in this town that is basically shut down for the night. I ambled around and like just trying to find anything that was open. Finally, I found this Italian restaurant that was closed down. I got a pizza, took it home, and I ate it so fast and my swallows were like, gulp. That, like the crust of the pizza just like tore up my throat.
Yeah.
It was nasty, but I was close to like just passing out because I was so tired and hungry.
It's funny when you realize you do need food for fuel, where you're like, man, I'm famished and weak because my body doesn't have calories inside of it. I need some raw fuel. But Mike, that's one of my favorite pieces of Hanford mythology is you skiing alone in the Alps. like the song, I like to ski half drunk in the old Swiss Alps.
That's right. Where do you think that came from? I wasn't half drunk, but they did have little hotels and bars and restaurants on the slopes.
God
halfway
damn.
Down, you have a little something. It was the best.
I'm not a skier, but I really can't even think of anything more pleasant on earth than skiing in the Alps and stopping having like a stein of beer, you know, on the way down.
And every morning, the hotel included a breakfast. Every morning you go into the breakfast area and it was like liverwurst and meats fruits and cheeses. It wasn't like hard boiled. I think you could get eggs if you had them made, but like just hard-boiled eggs. It was just like hearty food for us. Yes. Day out.
Yes, hearty food served by buxom Swiss women, Tim.
That was buffet.
And it was stalked by the ugliest men in town.
And while I was there, you guys know how I like big dogs. I'm in the lobby, and I see somebody brings
the clothing brand, the t-shirt brand?
Well, no. Well, that too. I haven't seen a big dog in a long time. I'm surprised those haven't come back. A big Bernese mountain dog. And Bern, Switzerland is where they're from. And I said, this is so perfect. I got up to him. I said, can I pet this dog?
Can I pet that dog?
Can I pet that dog? Can I pet that dog?
And I got the dog in a big headlock, a big fluffy headlock. I said, you're coming with me on the slopes, boy.
Hold on. I'm looking it up. Oh, wow. Okay. This is, yeah, he's a big boy. He's a fluffer.
Yeah, big boys.
Would you call that a doggo? Yeah, I guess you.
Now, Mike, you see a dog, you run up, you pet it, you ask to pet it, you pet it. Jeff, how do you react when you see a dog in public?
I make the, like a tight-faced smile and I walk by. You know what I mean? Like one of these?
Yeah, pursed lips.
Just to be like, I don't hate dogs, and I keep walking.
Because here's what I get constantly in Los Feliz. I'm walking, I'm jogging, I'm hiking, I'm doing my thing. Someone's walking by with a dog, mm-hmm. and not only... I mean, I don't want to talk. I don't regard the dog. I just keep walking. Not only do the people let the dog get all up in my shit, you know those like retractable leashes? They're like holding a handle and there's a button so you could let your leash. I've fucking seen people hitting the button on their leash so that the dog, the assumption is that Tim wants to pet my dog. So the dog will start running at me. And then people will hit the button so the dog can get all the way to me. And I have to like non-verbally be like, I don't want to interact.
Like your dog.
I'm not interacting.
Yeah.
And that it's so funny. If the dog happened to get, you know, a dog licks your shins every once in a while, it's fine. But if the owner enabled that.
Those are good days, Tim.
the owner enables that. I'm like, what are you thinking? And these, lots of times it's dudes too. And it's like in Los Feliz, I'm like, dude, I know you only got this dog so you can meet women. Like, why are you letting your doggo, your Tinder doggo, come lick me?
And then the thumb button, Tim, you're right. That's the most offensive because that's intent right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
You caught him. You pegged
got
him.
Got it.
That's no accident.
As I confront them, I said, the button is intent.
Sorry, dude. Caught you in 4K.
Well, I'll oftentimes... I'll see dogs on the street and I'll look at them and like them and smile at them.
Yes.
And then I'll look up at the owners to like share my, I like your dog. I'm now smiling at you. And the smile has never come back to me.
Oh, they're like, that's between you and the dog.
Well, it's just like, this dog. I hate this dog. So what? You hate the dog?
Give him to me. I'll give him a good home.
Give him to me. You got to walk him still and feed him.
And clean up his
and
shit.
And clean up the turds. Ooh, I just bit down on my maraschino cherry.
Yeah.
No, I don't use the maraschino cherries often. And they were, it's a good one. It's an expensive thing.
Luxardo?
And they've gotten sugar crusty around the edges of them.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good.
Look, I love a Luxardo more than anyone. Look at that. I got one right there. Here's the problem. These little bamboo guys, you ever use these?
Yeah.
Tim, you had these, right?
Yeah.
They get splintery. I see that I've been moving my cherry around. It's got fucking little bamboo splinters in it. And I swear I've eaten those splinters before and they hurt. They hurt my chest and they hurt my stomach. And eventually you poop them out. Yeah. But for like a day, I feel a little weird because I got a little bamboo hair probably jamming my esophagus.
You need, Jeff, get some nice steel, polished steel ones you can reuse. They look great.
But they don't look...
No, they look great.
they don't look tiki, Mike. You gotta have the bamboo.
But they don't look great. You can probably get some reusable tiki.
But look, I guess so. Now I don't feel like I can enjoy my thing without sacrificing my health.
You've got to just eat the outside of it.
Yeah, I'll nibble it.
Damn, this is good stuff.
It's good, yes. But would you change anything? That's the question. Mm. Always the question.
No, it's perfect.
I think I would probably go less lemon over here.
I was afraid you were gonna say less wine, and that's funny because it's the whole purpose of the drink. But that's the fun thing about a sour. Yeah, the simple syrup and the lemon, that back and forth is up to you. It's customizable. How do you whiskey sour? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. How do you do?
There was a minute there where I was making acid-adjusted orange juice whiskey sours at the house.
Mm. Yes, you made me one. It was delicious.
God, they're good. And the thing I always wanted to do, but I didn't, and I just now realize I have the ingredients for, is acid-adjusted pineapple juice whiskey sours. That's going to be the new thing.
Well, that's a good idea. Remember, my acid-adjusted OJ was nasty, and I didn't like my acid-adjusted OJ whiskey sour, and it turned out I was accidentally using sugar-free simple syrup, and it makes sense because companies are bad at this thing. When if you're using a like a fake sucrose product, you don't use as much of it as you would sugar because those chemicals are like crazy sweet. So if you're using a, I've since used my sugar-free simple syrup, use like at the teeniest squirt and it gets the job done. But if you put enough to taste it, it tastes really fakey.
Yeah.
It's like how
you're bringing in a flavor.
A packet of Splenda is not equal to a packet of sugar. It's like 10 packets of sugar, sweet wise. You got to go easy on this sucrose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Though, would you guys mind if I change the subject?
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
Did I tell you about when I recently went to a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction event?
No.
When was that? I don't remember that.
Pretty recently. They were inducting a lot of the old boomer rockers into the Hall of Fame. I like to go, you know, salute and pat them on the back and say, hey, thank you for all the rock over the years and everything you guys have done for me.
Yeah.
So I was down at one of these things, you know, and I'm looking around the room. All the old rockers are there. I'm having a blast. But I get a little parched and I go up to the bar. And I say to the bartender, hey, can I get a whiskey sour? And then he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, ooh, maybe it would be fun if it was a New York sour. And he was like,
oh,
he goes, I'd love to make that for you. But what should I add? If I have a whiskey sour, I know how to do that. But what would I do differently?
Yeah, he likes the idea, but he wants to know.
Oh, yeah, he's on board. He said, Tim, I support you in this endeavor. And it sounds fun, but what would I do differently from a normal whiskey sour in order to make this drink you're talking about? And I said, well, this is embarrassing because I don't actually know the difference. And the two of us are kind of standing there scratching our heads for a while. It goes on maybe 45 minutes, an hour.
And this is a big event, Mike. So
yeah. And people want to, you know,
the Grammys are huge.
No, Mike, it was a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction.
It was a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So I'm kind of perplexed. Me and the bartender start to get a little bit sad at this point.
You can hear the ice cubes, Mike not paying attention.
right, yeah.
Right, clink, 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 clink.
right, yeah.
Love it.
Just then, I get a tap on my shoulder. I turn around. It's the piano man himself, who's no stranger to a cocktail, Bill Joel.
BJ.
Bill Joel.
Wow. The Beach Man.
We turned to him and we were like, Billy Man, love your work, man. Whether it's ebony or ivory, man, you can press those keys, baby. And he was like,
love your work, man, but we are in the middle of something.
We ain't got time to talk about those keys you love. If we were talking all 88 keys, we'd be here all day. But we're perplexed about what we should. I got this drink, but I want to do it differently, but I know what to do. Mm-hmm. And he gets that sly grin over his face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he turns to me and I hit record, luckily on my iPhone. So I got it here.
Oh, good.
Perfect. And I brought you guys the tape and he says this, hit it. A bottle of red dumped over the drink. That's what you're gonna wanna do, I think. Okay, I gotta go take a shower, but that's how you make a New York sour. And by the way, I'm in a New York sour mind.
Oh, damn.
I forgot to mention, I should have mentioned one minor details. He was kind of sweaty and he was wearing gym clothes.
Oh,
he had come from an event, a sporting event that he was in.
Right. And so that must be why he mentioned that he needed to take a shower or
something.
He needed
to take a shower. Yeah,
that must be why that happened. Well, that's crazy.
They take showers just like us. That's fine.
Rockstar shower.
He's one of the big boys. He thinks something was supposed to go. What was it? He put red wine over the drink, I think.
He thinks. Well, yeah, I mean, let's be honest. This thing was invented in Chicago. It spread to Boston. He's from Long Island. He might be newer to the drink just like us. He probably saw it on the IBA list and thought, well, maybe someday I'll make one of those.
Well, that's exciting. I mean, that's a big get, Tim.
Yeah. So he was sweaty and he was in his gym clothes, by the way.
Yes.
Right.
So yes. He was taking a shower.
I assume something was maybe a little funky when he said he needed a shower.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was showering at the Hall of Fame ceremony.
Well, you know these old rock guys, like they use the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame like it's their club or something. They probably have locker rooms there and everything.
You're right, Tim. Actually, there was one time I was writing for the MTV Movie Awards at the Gibson Amphitheater. Mm-hmm. And in the green room where artists would go before they played on like a normal concert, they had a bathroom with a shower in it.
Yeah.
Mm. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
And I clogged that toilet and I was embarrassed.
Oh. Were you trying to shower in the toilet?
Remember the piano in that room? There was like a red velvet piano or something.
Chelsea Peretti made fun of me.
What'd she say?
Well, here's the thing. I came out, I went to the bathroom. This is like my first big writing job. Came out to a full writer's room and said, Mr. Porter, PJ Porter, head writer, the toilet's clogged. And he was like, no problem, we'll call the venue. So the venue sent someone down to unclog it. And of course, my face was beet red and like Brian Posehn is there and like fucking Chelsea Peretti's there. And we're all having a good laugh. And I said, it was mostly paper. And of course, that didn't do me any favors. I think Chelsea was like, that doesn't help. So you had to wipe like 100 times?
Like, that doesn't help.
It was a small shit. It was just so streaky.
Yes, exactly right.
It's funny to think of like, they're trying to help you out of this. Like, that doesn't help your case.
Yeah. Anyway.
Ouch, Jeff.
Jeff, very brave using a writer's room bathroom. Intimate, taking a shit right. I feel like I know this room. There's a public men's room right in the hallway, but no, Jeff wanted to go blast one.
I need that space. I wanted that big artist bathroom, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Mm.
Well, on that note, shall we take a little break and come back with our final thoughts?
Yes.
I love it.
Folks, we'll be right back here after this.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We'll be right back.
back with our final thoughts on the New York Sour. Boys, I love it.
I will order this again.
Order again. Yeah.
You have to.
Mm-hmm.
This is a, I'm going to say I love it. I'm going to say it's a stone cold classic. And I think that it's worth doing. Cause that's what I knew. I had had one of these before and I knew I liked it. But what I was going into this pod thinking is like whiskey sours are good and that's a good drink. Doing this little wine trick. Sure.
Dresses it up even more.
You could impress company with it, but would you do it for yourself? And I was like, am I ruining a whiskey sour? No. I'm improving it.
You're taking a suit and you're turning it into a tuxedo, folks.
Yeah. Mm. Exactamundo.
I agree.
Very good drink. And how good is that word grippy, huh? When I heard that, I said, I'm going to use that. Grippy. Grippy wine. Grippy wine.
Death grip. The kung fu grip. That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough boys, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys, plunk down the $5 and laugh twice as much a week.
I love it, Jeff. I'm with you. See you later, guys.
You know, well, just, it bears repeating. Sometimes you could listen to this podcast and think like, oh, I guess they have this like whatever bonus extras on their Patreon. No, we're saying, if you go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys and you pay $5 a month, you get a whole other episode of a whole different show every week where we're fucking being funny ass dudes, man.
We're interesting there. This is like, oh, we're talking about a drink. Oh, there's whiskey in it this time. Cool. Well, this time we're talking about stuff.
This time. This week we're talking about Night of the Living Dead. It's the beginning of Zombie Movie Month. Can you believe it? At long last, Tim gets to watch all the George Romero movies. Oh my God.
Will Tim be able to stay awake through a whole Zaba movie?
No, I didn't. I did not.
Oh, don't spoil it.
No spoilers, Tim.
But here's what I'll say.
No spoilers.
This is me really being a good sport because I...
Yes.
I don't know if I talk about this on pod, but I dragged my feet about even being a podcaster, right? You guys remember this. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I wanted to live my life and die and be on my deathbed having never hosted a podcast. And then instead, COVID really changed a lot of things all across the world. But we started this pod. I found that I liked it. I found that I enjoy doing it. So thank you, everybody. But do you think that I wanted to ever be hosting a podcast that does Zombie Movie Month? I don't like zombie movies, and I don't like geek shit.
We're specifically doing it because you don't like it.
Do you think I wanted to be posting on Instagram, hey, it's Zombie Movie Month on my podcast? No, but I have a natural...
Well, now you're underselling the whole Patreon.
No, he's doing good.
No, I'm saying that I have a natural curiosity about the world around me.
Let him cook.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That is good, Tim, and it's big of you to admit.
Yeah.
Mike, you have anything you want to get off your chest?
I want to get off the pod. That's what I want to get off.
Mike, you're always looking at the clock.
It's just too long.
You're a little clock watcher of a host, you know?
I'm a little clock watcher. Mm-hmm. I want it done.
Front runners, clock watchers, okay.
You know me. I can't be happy anywhere. I want to know what the next thing is.
Sure, you got to live in the moment like your boy.
I know, I don't. I got to do that.
All right. Well, maybe next time, huh? Maybe next week?
Maybe this moment didn't suck so much, I would live it.
Give me a moment that doesn't absolutely fucking suck, and maybe I'll live it. All right, folks, we'll see you back here same time next week. Bring a friend, will ya?
Oh, yeah.
Spread the word about the pod. It's a groovement. It's cool, man. There's not a lot of bands with albums and movies and podcasts. It's kind of cool.
Kind of a multimedia thing. And, right. We kind of have it kind of going on.
Get into it, bitch. All right.
Give it up for your booze. Yeah, just give it up for your booze.